And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Wart on Yuki's Neck. I wouldn't exactly call it a vacation resort, but it is a quiet little spot where, if you want to get away from it all, you'd be welcome. East Cantankerous, Illinois. Mayor Plumfront, Sparky, and I went there to solve the mystery of Yuki Butcher, or Charlie Rustlaw, or Who's Who. What with our good friend Yuki losing his memory every time he turns around, we were all getting very confused. But now it's been settled once and for all, I think. Yuki is not Yuki, he's Charlie Rustlaw. Mayor Rustlaw, the mayor of East Cantankerous, proved that, and, well, that's where we stand now.
Yep, old Charlie Rustlaw liked to watch the little man spin around and do his little dance when the pennies put into the chewing gum machine, you know.
Wait a minute, you talk as if old Charlie Rustlaw is somebody else.
Of course he's somebody else. Who'd you think he was, Mayor?
Why, he's you. You're old Charlie Rustlaw.
He's me? Hey, Big John, there's something wrong with the mayor here. He thinks I'm old Charlie Rustlaw. You better tell him who I am. Tell him my name is Yuki Butcher.
What are you saying?
Hi, Charlie Rustlaw.
Why, don't just stand there with your mouth hanging open. Don't tell me a whole bunch of you think I'm Charlie Rustlaw. What's the matter with everybody around here? And how did we get up here in East Cantankerous, Illinois?
Well, Buster, I don't know if I'm coming or going. Now, has Yuki or Charlie or whoever he is lost his memory again, or is he back to normal? Is he old Charlie Rustlaw who just thinks he's Yuki Butcher, or is he really Yuki Butcher all along, and did he just think that he was old Charlie Rustlaw?
Hey. Who is he anyway, Big John?
Well, don't look at me, boys. I'm just as confused as you are. Yuki?
Huh?
Are you Yuki?
Right. Of course I'm Yuki. Who'd you think I am?
Well, up until a few moments ago, you insisted you were Charlie Rustlaw. But we didn't believe you until we brought you up here, and old Clarence Rustlaw, the mayor of this town, said that you are Charlie, his son.
Don't believe him. You never could tell me and old Charlie apart. But I know how to prove to you that I'm Yuki Butcher, if that's what you need. Come on, follow me.
Where are you going, Yuki? I mean, how are you going to prove who you are?
We're going over to Mayor Clarence Rustlaw's office, and I know how I can make him tell whether or not I'm Charlie Rustlaw or Yuki Butcher. It's very, very easy.
Well, there's Mayor Rustlaw sitting in his rocking chair on the front porch of the general store.
Oh, for goodness sakes, he's still sitting there in that same position he was in when we saw him yesterday. And he's sound asleep.
Would somebody please tell me why he wears that silly-looking fire engine red beret and them there blue and white tennis shoes?
Well, the fire engine red beret was a gift to the mayor from a famous French general who came over here during the Civil War to study military maneuvers.
What about the blue and white tennis shoes?
Oh, them there are the famous tennis shoes that was worn by old Charlie Rustlaw back in the summer of 1906 when old Charlie, Mayor Rustlaw's son, won the championship in the tennis matches played at the East Cantankerous Lawn Tennis Association tennis courts. He won the doubles championship all by himself, without a partner, playing against two world-famous tennis champions from Australia.
Well, what do you know about that? Hey, Yuki, there's something I'd like to know. How come when Mayor Rustlaw talks, he sounds exactly like you?
Oh, that lad is an East Cantankerous mystery. If you would talk to anybody in this here town, you'll find they all talk like me. Strange thing. Everybody in East Cantankerous, Illinois, sounds exactly alike when they talk. That's why old Mayor Rustlaw thinks that I'm his boy, Charlie Rustlaw.
Yeah, but Yuki, Mayor Clarence Rustlaw looked right at your face and he said you were his son, Charlie. Certainly Charlie didn't look like you, too.
Well, not exactly. He does look a little bit like me. We both got a nose, two eyes, and a couple of ears. That's all Mayor Rustlaw saw. His eyes are pretty bad, you know.
Now, wait a minute, Yuki. Mayor Rustlaw put on his glasses before he looked at you. Them there lenses and the glasses were as thick as magnifying glasses. He could see your face all right.
Nah, he can't see through them there glasses. He just wears them because he thinks it makes him look like a mayor. He's so old, he can hardly see at all.
Well, how old is Mayor Rustlaw?
Nobody living in these here parts knows. All anybody knows is that he was here before they were, and some people say that he must be about 123 years old.
123? Boy. Well, there he is. Wake him up and prove to us that you're really Yuki Butcher. Let's get this taken care of once and for all.
All right, just a minute. Hey, Mayor Rustlaw. Hey, Mayor, Your Honor, wake up. It's me, your old buddy, Yuki Butcher. Hey, Mayor, wake up. It's Yuki Butcher.
Let's see. Oh, where's the shooting iron? Strangers in town, huh? Who be you?
Hey, look at me, Mayor Rustlaw. It's me, your old buddy, Yuki Butcher.
Oh, it's you fellas again.
Right.
What do you mean, your old buddy, Yuki Butcher? You're Charlie, my boy.
No.
Get out of the house, eat your breakfast before it gets cold. I told you to get inside there yesterday.
No. Wait a minute there, Mayor Rustlaw. You remember when Yuki Butcher and old Charlie Rustlaw used to live here at the same time?
Yeah, I recall.
Well, remember, you never could tell us apart because of your bad eyes.
Yeah, I recall.
Well, remember, you had a little trick for telling which one of us was which, huh?
Yeah, I recall.
That's right. Well, what was your trick?
Now, let me see. Oh, yes, I recall. Yuki Butcher had a wart on the back of his neck, you know, down inside his shirt and back of his collar.
Fine, 100% correct. Okay, now reach down inside my shirt. What do you feel behind my collar?
Let's see. Let me get my hand in there.
That's it. What do you feel in there?
Yuki Butcher.
Yeah.
Yuki Butcher, well, what do you know? Yuki Butcher, you old wart-necked half-wit. What are you doing up in these here parts?
Fine.
How come you came home? Did you give up looking for old Charlie in the African jungles?
No, I didn't give up. I didn't give up. Well, there you are, fellas. Now, do you believe I'm Yuki Butcher?
Yes, I guess we'll have to believe you now, Yuki. Well, now the question is, do you want to go back to Cincinnati with us, or do you want to stay up here in East Cantankerous?
Oh, I'm going back to Cincinnati. I couldn't make much money driving a taxi cab up here. Nobody ever goes anywhere. Ain't no place to go, as a matter of fact.
Well, come on, then. Let's get in my car and start back. We're already a day late getting Sparky back to school.
Ah, fine. I'm all set to go home. Well, so long there, Mayor Rustlaw. Just honked out again. Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, look at that. He's sound asleep again.
I tell you, this is the laziest town I have ever seen. That there Mayor Rustlaw is the only person I've seen awake the entire time that we was up here in East Cantankerous. Him and that there dog, that is.
Well, there's the dog again, and he's sound asleep in the middle of the road.
Oh, me. Come on, let's get away from this here town, Buster. I'm telling you, it's getting me sleepy, too.
Well, don't go to sleep till we get in the car. Okay, come on, everybody. Climb up into the car, and it's back to Cincinnati for us.
Come on, Yuki, come on, get in the back seat with me.
Okay, Sparky lad. Right with you. Fine.
Boy, it's just like old times again. I mean, all four of us back together again.
Almost certainly is. Now, let's try to keep it this way. Okay, you in, Mayor?
Yep. I'm all in, set and comfortable. It is as comfortable as a feller could be in an old tin Lizzie like this. Come on, start up the motor. Get this old jalopy headed back toward Cincinnati.
Any more remarks like that, and you can just walk.
You wouldn't make me do that, would you?
Well, I don't know why you're always running down my car. Yeah, listen to that motor purr.
Yeah, listen to that motor purr. Sounds like a coffee grinder.
Well, that's all right, Mayor. It got us up here. Get us back home. Now, just stop complaining.
We're leaving East Cantankerous, Illinois. That laughs. How long will it be before we get home, Big John?
Well, it won't be in a few minutes, that's for sure. East Cantankerous is quite a distance from Cincinnati, Ohio. You'll have to admit that.
Yeah, lad, we got quite a long ride ahead of us. Let's see, it's not quite 8 o'clock in the morning, and counting stops for lunch and supper. No, it'll be pretty late at night before we get back home.
You mean it'll take us that long to get home?
Well, you know how long it took us to get up here. It'll take us the same amount of time to get back home. After all, we're traveling over the same roads.
I don't know why I'm so anxious to get there. After all, when we do get back, I'm going to have to start back to school.
Seems to me that you'd be glad to get back to school now that you know you're going to have that real pretty teacher. What's your name, Miss Chutney?
Yeah, I almost forgot about that. Hey, Yuki, you should see the teacher we're going to have in the fourth grade this year. Yuki, I said you should see our new... Now he's sleeping.
Oh, me... I hope when he wakes up, he doesn't lose his memory again.
Well, I don't think we'll have to worry about that, Mayor. I think Yuki's back to normal again for good. At least I hope he is.
Hey, Big John, you remember back in East Cantankerous when Yuki said he'd prove to us that he's really Yuki Butcher because there was a certain way Mayor Rustlaw could tell him apart from Charlie Rustlaw?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, what was it? How did Yuki say that they could be told apart?
He said that he had a wart on the back of his neck behind his shirt collar.
That's what I thought. Hey, John.
What?
I just looked inside Yuki's shirt behind his collar, and there isn't any wart. No, it's just a wad of chewing gum that Yuki must have put there to fool Mayor Rustlaw.
What are you saying? Oh, no! Here we go again. Oh, right back where we started from. Is Yuki Yuki or is Yuki Charlie? I mean, is Charlie Yuki or is Charlie Charlie? I mean, who me, Buster? I'm so mixed up, I don't know what I mean.
Me too. Boy, this is a mess. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. This mess with Yuki Butcher was all solved, but now we're right back where we started. Is Yuki really Charlie, like Charlie Rustlaw's daddy, Mayor Rustlaw said, or is Yuki really Yuki, like he says he is? When Mayor Rustlaw found the wart in the back of Yuki's neck, like he said Yuki has, I thought sure Yuki was really Yuki, but now that I look back there and I find out it's chewing gum, I don't know, I'm just as mixed up as Mayor Plumfront. What do you think, kid? Is Yuki Butcher really Yuki Butcher, or is it Charlie Rustlaw? If you figure that out, let me know. Huh, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, kid, when we're back home in Cincinnati. So...